Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality. Hello, I'm Claire Cares, and I love helping people, strong coffee, and being a DJ.
Don't call me Mr. Raider, call me Mr. Wrong. I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, Jones, Jones.
Lovely, that was lovely. And who have we got here today? Please welcome our guest.
Hello.
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 Oh.
And what's your name?
Hello.
And what's your name?
My name, my name is Chips 20.
Chips 20. Not Chips 19, not Chips 18, but Chips 20. Lovely to have you here.
Thanks.
So I think first of all, are you the 20th chip? Do you know the other 19 chips?
Well, no.
I've
never met them.
No.
It's my family name, 20.
Chips 20? Chips.
Yeah.
Do you...
It's like a name.
There's a surname.
Oh, and what's your first name?
Chips.
Chips, Chips.
No, the surname's 20, Claire.
Yeah.
Oh,
the first
right.
name's Chips.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, there was a beautiful cloud going past with the face of God, so I got distracted.
God's great.
Do you like?
Yeah, I really like.
Do you love?
Massive, isn't he?
Yes.
Massive
very
fella.
Big in my world and yours.
Yeah, well, he's massive.
And I believe
you do
a workout to God.
At God.
At God,
yeah.
Right. So what does that
shake
involve?
Shake up and pray.
Yeah.
That's my fitness regime.
Yeah, you shake up and you pray.
Yeah, I get down on all of my knees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's two.
And then it takes me about a week to get up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that is a good workout.
Yes, up and down.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Have they met a 20 before?
Yeah.
Is it a big family?
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
We always try to keep at least 20
mm-hmm.
in the fam, just so we can all laugh and laugh and laugh about it.
It's very funny.
Yeah. So 18 kids my parents had.
Wow.
And as soon as my parents die, one of them dies, we'll have to have another child.
We'll have another one. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's very big in the Irish Catholic community,
yeah.
isn't it? Just go, go, go.
Children.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
So if somebody gets pregnant, then you have to go to your mum and dad, one of you's got 9 months to live?
Yeah, that's basically it. That's just a family tradition. You've probably got a family tradition?
Yes, I have, actually.
At Christmas, we lay a sock outside the door for presents and such like. What's yours, Dr. Benjamin?
Well, interestingly, when someone gets ill, we put a sock on a tree.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The doctor will see you now.
So is anyone pregnant in the family?
Yeah.
So
not me.
Not you, not you.
No.
Who's pregnant?
My sisters. All of them.
Wow.
It is a tricky time in the 20 household.
So that is a lot of birth, but also a mass murder.
Yeah.
How many sisters have you got?
I've got 10.
So 10, so which means 10
and
gonna
that's,
die.
That's, yeah, that's another thing. It's not a very PC household because we believe in the same amount of males as females, and we just haven't quite figured out any other genders yet.
No.
We're a bit behind on that.
Okay.
We're working on it.
They're working on it.
We're working on it.
I'll be honest, I'm very confused.
Well, let me tell you exactly what's happening here, Claire.
Yes, please.
They're... Chips is from a family, and their surname's 20, and they can only have 20 people existing in the family at any one time.
Yeah.
There's currently 10 of the sisters, his sisters, that are now pregnant, which means the rest of the family have months to live.
Yeah.
Including Chips.
What's wrong with that?
Are you on board?
No.
This is serious. This is a ticking time bomb.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to knuckle down and buckle up, and I'm really going to get into this and provide some solutions.
You must be terrified, Chips.
Oh, permanently terrified. But, you know, you've got to look on the bright side.
Mm-hmm, the bright side?
Yeah, I'm on a podcast talking about it.
Oh, that's the first
fun,
step.
Isn't it?
That's the first step. If you've ever got a problem, pop yourself on a podcast and see what, you know, see what can be done.
So how long have you got left to live?
Well, I mean, they all got pregnant on the same day.
Was it Christmas?
Yeah, it was Christmas, so how long ago was Christmas? They should have given birth about 2 months ago, I think.
Wow.
But, you know, they're terrified, so they're not going to let go of the babies yet, right? These are terrified people.
Has it ever popped up in conversation that perhaps there could be more than 20?
Well, but then it would ruin a tradition.
It would ruin the joke.
It'd ruin. It's a fun joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
20 of us.
What about if you'd put a zero on the end of your surname and that's 200?
Thank you, Claire.
And then you could have 200 people. I've solved the problem quite early, actually. I'm quite pleased with myself. I'm going to have a squibty.
What, Chips 020?
Chips 200.
Chips 200.
Oh, you're putting it on the other end. I didn't think of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chips 200.
It's very interesting there, Chips. That was very interesting there that Claire offered you a solution of life, a solution of extension, but you took her suggestion... And you put the O at the beginning. Something tells me you don't want to survive.
Ah. Well, I don't now. Terrified now. Don't make
a... I make little noises. I make cute little noises.
That wasn't a little noise.
I've got some others. That's more of an arousal noise. Okay, carry on.
Oh, okay.
Well, what have we got to live for anyway?
Oh.
There is that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do we have to live for, Claire?
Flowers in bloom, nature in bloom, bread, bloomers.
Bloomers, yeah.
How about, Chips, when you feel happy, who do you call?
And what noise do you make?
Thank
Two
you.
Questions.
Well, obviously, speak to Dad when I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to Mum when sad.
Sexist.
Yeah. That's it. That's another family tradition.
Mm.
Really sexist. Don't bother Dad. That's the motto.
Yeah. Mm.
And die quietly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what noise do you make when you're happy?
Yay!
Oh, that's lovely.
That is nice.
That is lovely. That's triggered my arousal noise.
So go to see Dad if I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
He's always pleased to see me.
Yeah.
Pleased to see anyone if they're happy.
Is Dad worried about his... you know, his life.
Can't wait. Hates his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be very disappointed with my solution, adding an extra zero on then, because I've given him
a
lot more.
I won't bring it up in 20 talk.
Okay.
No. Been nerve-wracking for him.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, Claire Kerr's here on the radio, speaking to Dr. Benjamin Jones. Do you think that he wants some of his family dead, and this is just a convenient way of doing it?
Well, there is, you know, well, that's
sorry, do you have
quite
any pets?
A judgment.
Yeah, got 20 pets.
There okay. we go. That's interesting.
I channeled I channeled that.
You've got 20 pets.
Yeah.
And they're part of the family, are they?
Very much part of the family. Pets.
Okay.
Pets are part of the family.
Well, I'm not sure if you've noticed this then, Chips, but actually, there's 40 members of your family.
Ah.
So the joke doesn't work.
Why don't you check out my blog?
One thing's for sure, next time somebody makes the 20 joke in the family, you can point out that actually there's 40 of you, so the joke doesn't work.
Right.
And then suggest that maybe we get rid of the tradition of people dying.
But what's funny about that?
Well, the joke doesn't work anymore. It's not valid because there's 40 of you.
Do you know my favourite joke? Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
No, it's Dr. Benjamin Jones and Claire Cares reporting for the radio.
And thank goodness we've got an editor.
I'm just saying there's different types of jokes, okay? Tony's got a very rude one about an aubergine, but there's different types of jokes. You don't need to cling on to the same joke, yeah?
Let's talk about your pets.
Yay!
Are they all your pets or does everyone have their own pet?
When you were born into the 20 family, you were given a pet.
Okay. And
admittedly, not all my family, not all my siblings like to look after their pet.
Right.
So I do a lot of pet looking after.
Mm. Hamsters, guinea pigs.
Yeah, goats.
Mm.
Goats.
Horse.
Oh, I love a horse.
How old are you now?
I'm 50. Fucking 50.
So you've got a 50-year-old.
You happy about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm happy because of the situation in the family and I'll be dead soon.
Right.
And what pet do you have?
I have a horse.
You have a 50-year-old horse. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a big innings. Innings. Is that a horse word?
Yeah, it's a word.
I mean, I'm keeping him alive.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that's torture.
Mm.
But I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you keeping it alive? What's your...
Electrodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fear.
Fear? How do you scare your horse?
Well, just threaten it a bit. You die, I'll kill you.
Right.
That sort of thing.
That's going to work. That is going to work, yeah.
What about the other pets in the family?
Yeah. Well, that's one of my problems. Yeah. I think that my pets are cheating on me.
Right.
Did you see his little face when he said that? He looked very upset.
Very upset.
Have you ever met a rabbit?
Of course I have.
Okay, great.
Just fingers. Checking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
The rabbit.
Yeah? Oh, it's called fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, but had paws. Yeah.
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 Was it always called fingers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it always have paws?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Case closed.
In what way do you think your horse is cheating on you?
Well, every time I see it, it looks like, you know, it's been stroked.
Who do you think's stroking your horse?
Well, it's got to be someone.
In the family?
Got to be. Well, I don't know anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
Could it be daddy? Could it be a sister? I'm just trying to get you thinking.
Right. Well, it could be one of those.
Yes.
Yeah. I could ask, I suppose, in the podcast. Mm. Not this one.
Not this one.
No, not here.
No.
Where are you when this sort of horse stroking action is being taken place? Why aren't you with the horse at the time?
At work or in bed or in the toilet.
And who has sent you to
Ben
work?
Snooker.
Who has sent you to bed? Who sent you to the toilet? Who sent you to
sorry.
Snooker? I send myself to work.
So sorry, I had a belch.
Did you?
Yes, but I was just thinking. Have you heard of spy cameras? Because that might be a little option to spy on the horse.
So become a spy.
No.
Get
a
free camera.
No. On Amazon.co.uk or one of the more reputable websites, you can get a spy camera. You can do it in a pen, etc. Maybe you could spy on the horse, see who's cuddling it, and then.
Are you allowed to do that if you're not a spy, then?
I don't know the legalities.
I wouldn't want to lie to Amazon.
No.
Boing, 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 boing. It was at this point in the podcast that we took a break and we set up one of these spy cameras. Now let's join the podcast 2 weeks later after we've seen the evidence. Boing, 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 boing.
What happened? what happened there?
Wow, it's an exclusive. It's an absolute exclusive.
What exactly happened there?
Yeah. What? Now, what has happened?
Boing, 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 boing. 2 minutes later, boing, 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 boing. Yeah.
What has happened?
It doesn't work.
It works.
We have observed the spy cameras that we set up. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, traffic was murder this time.
It's lovely that you're still alive.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Still with us.
Mm.
Thank
That's
you.
A relief. It was a bit of a gamble, actually, having that 2-week break, wasn't it?
Yeah, but...
with his life on the line.
I like to take a risk.
And we're just going to have a look at the cameras now, and we're going to show you something that hopefully will shed some light on the horse stroking.
Illuminate.
Okay, I'm pressing play. Okay, what do you see there, Chip?
My dad touching a horse.
Yeah, that's what we all see.
Yeah.
Why do you think your dad is stroking your horse? What's wrong with his pet? What pet's he got?
Got a horse.
Ah.
Oh, but his horse is awful.
Because he's had it since birth, of course.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
84-year-old horse.
84-year-old horse.
Yeah, screaming.
Yeah.
And my horse just sees that horse screaming and going, yeah, that'll be me in 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a tough life for the horse.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Radio Fun. So, what do you want to say to Dad now?
Please stop touching my horse, Dad. Please. Just please. What's wrong with that?
That's a good start.
Yeah?
What? How do you feel about your horse now? Do you still feel a little bit upset about it? Or you could see that your dad was, you know, he was just touching the horse without asking.
Yeah, but the horse...
Can I just say, I like the daddy touching the horse,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That was a noise because I like it. I like the dad touching the horse. Why can't a dad and a horse be friends? Have you ever seen Gentle Ben? Well, I think it's about a bear, but have you ever seen the one with the horse? What's the horse one? Don't wince.
Gentle
like that.
Horse.
Gentle Horse. Have you ever seen Black Stallion Beauty?
Black Beauty, yeah.
Have you seen Black Beauty?
Yeah.
I've seen Black Stallion Beauty. It's brilliant.
So have I. That is, well.
Frankie Dettori. Is your father Frankie Dettori?
Ah.
Well, he's never said he was. He might be.
Well, yeah, because he was saying he was Frankie 20. But yeah. Maybe, actually, he was Frankie Dettori.
Something
yeah,
to
maybe
think
I've just
about.
Misheard him. Maybe I've misheard him. And this whole family joke thing, which, come to think of it, I did set up.
Right.
Yeah, as a tradition.
Right.
I can see a few ways out of this. Let your dad touch the horse. Let the horse die of natural causes. And tell the family tradition in out. It's no policy. It's not one in, one out. And your name is 200. I could have said that in a better way, but I won't.
Yeah, you're on it. And, that'll free up a lot more time for me to actually... go to a hospital and sit down and talk to someone about my cancer.
Ah.
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 I know. I should have seen about that ages ago.
Now, I think we've... This is a sensitive subject, of course. But you... how long have you been given to live with the cancer? Is it treatable?
Well, the doctor told me that I would only have 2 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
But then he went... bong, 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 bong. 6 months later, bong, bong. So I'm confused.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that you've made up this joke.
Yeah.
The 20 joke. Because you're scared of dying alone. So not only do you want someone to be there when it happens, but you also
to die
want,
with me.
You want 20 yeah. of them to die with you.
I would really like
well, them
the all
first,
to die.
The yeah. horse is the first bet.
Well, that is a dream for me to be... buried on my horse.
Mm.
Well, this is...
you live by the horse, you die by the horse.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And die on the horse.
Thank you.
And Diane the horse.
Diane? Yeah. Is her name Diane?
Yeah, did I not tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Diane Sauce.
Diane Sauce. Hot sauce? Not many. No.
What I find interesting here, Chip, is that you have... you've grown angry at your horse.
Horses for horses.
And... you've been angry at your horse for being stroked, which is not the horse's fault. And then no. You just said that you want to die on the horse.
Yeah.
Did the horse give you cancer?
I mean, I don't know how a horse could give you cancer, but yeah, he did. She.
What they do it with their hooves. They get the hooves.
Yeah. Is that how that woman died, the suffragette? She got cancer off the king's horse.
Yes, it wasn't the trampoline.
Right, It was
actually a very slow death to cancer.
Mm. Yeah.
People don't realise that. But if you just get a little...
And now what? She did all that and now we've got Little Mix.
Well, yeah. I mean, Diane has given me a few pats to the head over the years. You know.
Well, that will do it.
Claire Cares Countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, may I just say, I think you're talking horse shit.
Okay, Claire, well, let's hear what you think.
Yes.
Second opinion.
Let's hear why you think the horse didn't give him cancer.
Because, now I'm not a medical man, but I have cured a lot of diseases mm-hmm. with crystal healing mm-hmm. and with some special praying. Yes. So I think you can get rid of the cancer with me praying over your body. And so that's that taken care of. And then, like I say, it's just a case of adding a zero, talking to your family and moving on from there. But no, I've never heard of a horse giving cancer.
Okay. Well, I think you've come up with a fantastic solution there. Thank you. Let's see the prayer.
Oh, I sort of need to do this in a private room with all my equipment.
Okay.
I've got a tickling stick, a feather boa, et cetera, et cetera.
Boing, 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 boing. At this point, we had a break in the podcast and we arranged the equipment and the private room for Claire to perform her prayer. Boing, boing, boing,
boing, boing. Okay. You communicate in literally the weirdest way.
You haven't seen my prayer yet. Okay. So now, you say you're Roman Catholic?
I didn't.
Right.
Well, you know, 50-50. Well done on taking the gamble.
Which one are you?
Well, which one do you think is the good one and which one's the evil one?
I don't think either
are
evil.
I am Roman Catholic, yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I just took a guess and...
And now Claire is going to perform her cancer-curing prayer.
Oh, my sweet boy, our fields blue...
Claire's got
oh,
a...
Oh, my sweet boy... Jesus loves you, your body's healthy now, every cell is a bit of a wow.
And now the joke don't work, and your cancer's gone, chips 20, you will live long.
That was lovely.
I suddenly feel like I've got everything to live for.
The energy in here is thick with positivity.
Incredible. It's absolutely incredible to see you in action there, Claire.
Thank you. I've got goosebumps all over his body.
Yeah. And great news. I've just got a text message. All my sisters have had their babies.
Oh, that's wonderful.
No, that's not good news. You need to explain to them very quickly that the joke doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll text them back.
Okay, do you want to do that now?
In a minute. I've got arthritis, remember.
Well, it is quite serious because obviously
well,
if they've all given birth
now... I'm
going
to wait for the phone to warm up. I didn't have my phone on the entire
There's a
podcast.
Sniper on the roof. I can wait, see a sniper on the roof.
Yeah, that'll be Dad or someone. It's fine.
Well, that is one way to solve a case.
It's another case closed and the bottom doesn't smell anymore. And so it's goodbye from me, Dr. Benjamin Jones. It's goodbye from... Me, Chips 20!
Yes. Goodbye, Chips. Farewell. So long.
He's still here. He's fine. Everything's fine.
Yes, everything's fine. And see you next week for another joyous podcast.
Oh, God. Please like, subscribe, or review our podcast. And whilst you're at it, maybe like, subscribe, and review Twitter. It needs all the support it can get.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.